All right, one last patient. This one is Ronald Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Ronald Johnson, 11-19-1962. Date this for 1/19/2026. This is a 63-year-old gentleman. He's being seen today for a face-to-face evaluation. Period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Period. Mr. Johnson is currently in his second benefit period, ending 2/1/2026, period. This 63-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with history of COPD, period. Mr. Johnson was found to be short of breath. At the time of evaluation, he's short of breath at rest, short of breath with activity, which puts him at New York Heart Association class 4, period. He's lost weight. His MAC has dropped down to 24 centimeter, period. Patient also, he's a 62-year-old gentleman, forgive me. Patient, let's see, he uses his nebulizer treatment on a regular basis. He has history of dysphagia, hypertension, asthma, decreased appetite, protein calorie malnutrition, lower extremity edema related to protein calorie malnutrition, pulmonary hypertension, chronic dizziness, and difficulty with ambulation, period. He uses a walker to ambulate because of his severe shortness of breath, his CVA and right-sided weakness, period. Walking causes him to be very short of breath. He has his blood pressure was 155 over 104 upon walking 2 steps today, period. Again, he's lost 15, 20 pounds. He has issues with mentation, confusion. Period. His MAC has dropped down to 23.5 centimeter. He uses his nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day. I don't know what I said about his MAC, but just put this down. Has dropped down to 23.5 centimeter. He's on 2.5 liters of oxygen with a O2 side of 96% of it with a pulse of 110, period. Patient sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day, period. He would like to get a toilet seat, even though ADL, he's bowel and bladder incontinent and has ADL, total ADL dependency. He feels like he can, if he had a toilet seat, he may be able to be helped to the bathroom with the help of the provider because it's so hard for him to use the bathroom, period. On exam today, he had severe wheezing, rouse, ronchi, and deep breath causes him to have a severe coughing episode, period. He has 3 different providers. One stays 5 hours, one stays 5 hours, and one stays 4 hours a day because of the severity of his condition, period. His overall prognosis is quite severe. His PPS is at, before we say that, he has issues with swallowing. His head of the bed is kept at 30 to 45 degrees for him to be able to breathe and be able to swallow because of high risk of aspiration, period. He uses his nebulizer, as I mentioned, 4 to 6 times a day to help with his air hunger and his shortness of breath, but it only helps for a few minutes, he says, period. His PPS is at 40%. Here we go. Overall prognosis remains poor. He continues to decline both functionally, I mean physically and mentally, period. He meets the criteria for end-stage COPD on hospice with right-sided heart failure, coronary pulmonary hypertension, O2 dependency, air hunger, and multiple other symptoms and issues that was noted above, with worsening symptoms as far as his activity is concerned. He's quite weak and is basically bedbound at this time. He sleeps 12 hours a day, plus 12 plus hours a day, put that in there. He would like to ask for vitamins and Ensure to help him gain some weight. And we had a long discussion about his severity of his lung condition. And he also wants to use an albuterol inhaler, meter dose inhaler, along with his nebulizer. But I told him that the nebulizer is travels much deeper in his lungs, and combining the two together may cause toxicity and increase tachycardia. He understands. After explaining his symptoms, his condition, given natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live, remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.